My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. And if I am being honest, I'm feeling a little bit guilty that it's been a couple of weeks since I've done my last episode. I do have a good excuse this time. I got married and I went on honeymoon. I got to travel to Hong Kong, Phuket, Singapore with my beautiful wife. And yeah, I got to enjoy a little bit of time away, but still spent a good amount of that time really thinking about how to continually help my clients, how to continually develop the opportunities that you guys have in front of you on a daily basis, right? We also have massive plans this year. We're launching 3 facilities ourselves within less than a 10-month period. So lots going on. But today, I want to talk to you guys about the silent business killer. I had to come up with a good tagline, but one of the biggest things I see, especially with businesses that start to get past the break-even point, they start to generate income, you know? Whether that income is high income or not, it really doesn't differentiate when it comes to this particular killer that I am going to be talking about. But it's something that as your business starts to develop, as your business starts to grow, as you as a leader starts to look at, you know, how to keep moving this business forward, this is something I really want you to be aware of, because it's something that I continuously see is holding back a lot of people from achieving great things within their business, but also within their lives. All right, I love the fact that fitness, health, transformations, everything that we do on a day-to-day basis can be the vehicle to provide you with everything that you want in your life. Now, that whole statement has been killed by marketers, but for me, it holds true. You know, when my business could provide the life that I wanted, it was everything, because I enjoyed what I got to do, and it was now providing me with the value that I wanted out of it, right? And that's ultimately what you should all be working towards. Now, the silent business killer I want to talk about today is complacency. We've probably all heard that before, but complacency has many different levels and many different faces, right? And where I see complacency come into so many fitness business owners, I guess, way of running things, is when it comes to staying focused on the big picture, when it comes to constantly being able to drive the business forward. You know, yeah, I got some leads. We converted some of them and it was all right. You know, we broke even on our marketing campaign, nothing to complain about. Yay, all right. When did average become exciting or okay? I don't know about you, but for me, regardless of what I'm doing, average is never okay. I never want to sugarcoat something because it was all right, because I did medium, because I was in the middle, because I didn't lose money, so it wasn't so bad. All right, for me, I fucking hate that mindset. Right? I am going to drop a few 4-letter words during this episode, right? Because it's something that I feel very strongly about. You've got to be aware that in life, you have one opportunity to do your best in everything that it is you do. Whether you believe that or not, want to turn off this episode, I don't care. I'm talking to those of you who really want to make a massive impact and difference and create a fucking awesome life for yourselves. Because ultimately, again, that's what we're here for. And suddenly to be okay, or to be safe, or to be, do you know what? We just want to sit back and enjoy life for a while. I get that. I understand it. And at the end of the day, if your business can provide you with the lifestyle you want, good for you. Go enjoy it 100%. But don't say that you get frustrated with your business. Don't say that you're annoyed that you're constantly being pulled back into your business, that you're still having to do things. Don't bitch and whine and moan about your staff when you were okay with medium, you were okay with middle ground, you were okay with not losing money, regardless of actually optimizing whatever it was that you were supposed to be doing and going for your best. All right, now everybody has their own rate of growth. Everybody has their own comfort zone. Everybody has their own level at which they like to move forward, you know, their own speed. And that's all good. I'm not criticizing anybody here, but what I really want you to be aware of is that complacency, being okay with things staying the same or moving forward by 1, 2, 3 members a month, 4 members a month, by not losing too many members every month, but yet 80% of your members aren't doing their body composition, or 80% of your members aren't getting the results you want, or you haven't got any great testimonials or referrals in the last 4 to 8 weeks. That shit, those things are the silent killers, because we don't see them, they don't stand out, they don't affect the business for a while until they become a red flag, when you lose 10, 12, 15 clients, when people start moving on to other businesses or other programs that excite them more than your business and your program, and you're sitting there suddenly in reaction mode because you were too busy being in complacency for so long. I see it on a daily basis, regardless of income level within your business. And I've recently read a great book, all right? And the book was by Damon John from Shark Tank. If you haven't read it, I would definitely recommend reading it. It's a really simple read, all right? It's called The Power of Broke, all right? And what he talks about in there is how we approach our business when we don't have a lot of cash flow, when we're hungry to succeed because our back's against the wall, debtors are closing in, we need to provide for our families. We are so much more resourceful. We go after what we want at such a dedicated and focused level that we end up achieving it. Then suddenly we achieve it, we don't get clear on what the next level is, and we stay in this in-between limbo, complacency, comfort zone. All right, and it's only because we haven't readjusted our focus, we haven't reset our level, and our back's not against the wall anymore, so we've lost that sense of urgency, focus, and dedication to really get out of the situation we're in, because now we're not in a bad situation, we're in okay land. All right, and what I want you to realize is that what got you to where you are now isn't necessarily what's going to get you to where you want to go to next. All right, and if you're clear on where you want to go as a business next, maybe you've done everything yourself to date, and now you want to look at, how does my business grow? How do I start leveraging my time? How do I start growing and developing a team? Those are all new skills. You have to create roles, tasks, accountability, systems for your staff to be able to do it, checklists, weekly activity sheets, systems for the systems to track things. These are all things that you're going to have to learn, implement, and then test and measure within your business to be able to hit those next levels, to be able to grow, create more time freedom for yourself. And what you got to realize is that what got you to where you are now, sometimes you have to take on a new skill set to get to where you want to go to next. It's the same with marketing. The marketing campaigns that worked for the last 12 months, suddenly now they're not working the same way, and you're wondering what to do, and you're sitting there and you're still doing the same shit, hoping that you'll get a different return. You're not testing new things, doing new images, split testing it, change your offer, change your conversion process, look at how you're bringing people into your business and then the price points that you're putting them on. So your average lifetime cost per client, all of those different things, it's your job, all right? And it should be your responsibility to constantly be optimizing your business and your model. Because if you're not, this is something I want you to take on board. All right, there's enough room out there for everybody, okay? There's enough clients, there's enough, I have no scarcity around the opportunity that every single business owner has, regardless of competition, area, demographic, all of that stuff. I've seen businesses succeed in it all, all right, regardless of their circumstance. And what I can tell you is the ones that survive and succeed long term are the ones that never rest on their laurels. They never rest on the fact that their business model is good now, so I'll just keep it going the same way. They're constantly looking at improving their business. But this is the biggest point. they're also constantly looking at improving themselves because they realize for things to move forward, all right? This is my favorite quote. You guys have probably heard me say it many times. For things to change first, I must change. All right, and sometimes complacency comes because we don't know what to do next. We're unclear on what comes after this. We were really clear on what it was going to take to get us out of the shit. But now we're out of the shit and we've actually got money. We don't know what to do. We're not clear. We don't know how to structure it. It's an uncomfortable scenario for us sometimes because we're not used to it. And I see a lot of business owners sabotage themselves and go back to being that back against the wall in that struggle town because that's where they know, that's where they identify themselves and their business. And then they go through the same process again. And even when they get out of the process, half the time I have to try and show them that, you know, there is a clear journey that you've been through here. There are things that you have and haven't done, right? Now we're gonna look at is what do you want to do next? Rather than reacting to what you have, which is what we tend to do when our backs are against the wall, how do we build what we want? All right, that's so critical. And for you to be able to grow what you want, sometimes you have to start with yourself. You have to start with growing yourself as a leader, become a better leader, become a better motivator, become more organized, become more systemized. All the shit that you know you need to do but don't do because you don't have to. The business isn't going to close down next week if you don't do it. Your business is still going to bring in money and profit every month, regardless of whether you have a manager or not. All right. You don't mind spending 10 hours a week is what you convince yourself of doing the books or doing anything else, even though you bitch about the fact that you still have to do it. All right. Because you're not ready to let go of the control of that stuff because you don't have a clear identity on what you look like or what the business looks like when you move forward from that. I see it all the time. All right, and what I want you to realize and get out of this is a short episode. Right? I just want to get stuck into that mindset of yours as a business owner. All right, for you to actually have a business, what I would define as a business, right? The business should be delivering you with what you want. All right, it should be set up in the way that you want. You should have the team that delivers your product and your service the way that you want. That vision that you should have burnt in and ingrained in your mind that you can see and you picture and develop every single day is what your business should look like or what you're working towards to make it look like that. And if you don't do that, what the fuck are you doing? You're just running this thing and it's running and it's bringing in money and that's great. But is it providing you with what you want long term? Right? Because even if you have a lot of profit and you're still getting pulled back into the business, maybe the other commodity that you're missing out on is the freedom. So maybe now the next aspect for you is how do I create more freedom? What skill set do I need to take on as a leader and as a business owner to create more time freedom for myself? What do I need to have in place in order to do that? All of these different things will come when you have the clarity around what it is that you truly want. And when you lose that, that becomes complacency. That becomes the silent killer in your business. All right. And we've all heard it. If the business is not growing, it's dying. And it, excuse me. Again, I'm not talking about speed of growth. I'm just talking about making sure that every single day, my business takes one step forward. Every single day, I as a person grow one step more. I move myself one step further in the direction of becoming a better leader. Because the more that you do that, this is something I want you all to take on board, all right? The more lives you're going to be able to impact, the bigger the legacy will be. Your income will be directly proportional to the amount of people that you impact on a daily basis and consistently over time. We can all look after a lot of people short term. Can you stay motivated and can you put things in place to look after even more people and to have that number continually grow long term? All right, something I really want you to think about and take on board because at the end of the day, there's not many industries out there that get to impact people the way that we do. And if you're in it because it's just financial for you, cool. But you got to realize at the end of the day, that's also going to have its limitations. If you're in this industry because you truly do love to help people and you want to make an impact, all right? And I'm sure if you're driving that, you've made an impact in your own life already just from a little bit of success that you've had or the transformations you've been able to help people with to date, all right? The point of all of this should be to impact as many of those people as possible, all right? And for you to be able to do it around what it is that you love to do, controlling your time, being in control of your income, being in control of your finances, being in control of having the people in your business that you want to have in your business that are supporting and growing the culture that you want to feel every time that you walk into the door of your business. All right, that should be the point of what you're doing. That should be the reason why you're never going to let the silent killer crawl into your mindset and crawl into your business and affect bringing this vision that you have to life. It's the only reason why now we are looking at getting back into the industry. I've been out of the industry for 5 years in terms of a direct location. But what I've seen in the 5 year period is that too many people are coming into this industry for the wrong reasons. And as soon as they have a little bit of success, they get complacent. And I'm going to fucking dominate anybody who comes into complacency, not because of ego or anything else, just because I'm not willing to set up the type of business that isn't going to impact as many people as possible. I'm not okay with medium. And I hope you're not either. I'm not okay with my business only growing by 3 members a month. I'm not okay with that. Is it going to happen from time to time? Hell yeah, I'm sure. Happens in every business. Sometimes your business is going to go backwards, but it doesn't mean I'm okay with it or that I convince myself that it is okay, that I sugarcoat it. I know I'm going off on a rant here, and I just want you guys to really understand that in your business and in any aspect of your life, complacency, being okay with medium, being okay with shit being stable or steady, all right, is attached to fears that you have around growth, fears that you have around the unknown, the next levels and everything else that's coming up. And that's going to be the shit that is going to hold you back from having what you want. And I see this, like I've said, on a daily basis where people describe to me what they want. They tell me exactly what they want to create. But yet when it comes to doing it on a daily basis, they don't do it. They're not prepared to put in the work. They have the excuses, the justifications. And then I hear the stories. Do you know what? We're okay. We don't mind with things. We just want to, like I said before, we just want to enjoy life or slow things down. Or I hear, do you know what? I don't want to run that program anymore. Or we're going to stop marketing for a while because it was too hard to deal with the leads. Or I'm going to keep one-on-one because I don't think my members will like it. And all of these different things that could help them grow as a business and as individuals don't ever come to life because of these stories that are holding them back. That's it from me. I would love to always hear from you guys of what you think of this episode, if you relate to it or not. I am not directly talking to anyone. I am generalizing in here and stuff that I see on a daily and a weekly basis as a coach, as a mentor, as a parent, and as somebody who has run multiple businesses around the world. So I look forward to continuing these episodes as I travel over the next few weeks and months, and I really look forward to connecting with more of you in person. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.